Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Why Israel Matters, the 13-part original series, debuts this week on Trinity Broadcasting Network. We're going to be talking about this amazing series regarding Israel on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. There is, Matt, starting this week, an original 13-part series presented by Liberty Counsel and Christians in Defense of Israel. This is an amazing series that talks about Israel, past, present, forever, and does it through stories of individuals. No matter how much someone knows about Israel, I can guarantee you that the viewer will learn something new. Even people who live in Israel, when I've told them about some of the things that we're featuring, like, for example, the autistic soldiers in the IDF, had no idea that the IDF even has autistic soldiers that are code crackers, intelligence individuals that look at intelligence information and crack code. So this will be an amazing series, Matt, looking at the past, present, and the future of Israel and why it's important to you and me.
Well, this is a critical series, especially in light of the misinformation and disinformation that's out there about Israel. So much of the mainstream media and others paint Israel as the bad guys, as occupiers. But the true history of Israel, as we've talked about many times before, the capital of Israel has been in Jerusalem for thousands of years. The history of Israel, the history of this tiny people that were displaced and nomadic for so long, and how they return, the Jews from around the world return to this tiny little country, and how despite superpowers around the world over centuries and centuries trying to destroy these peoples, God's hand has so clearly been on them, and they have defied all odds with the blessings of God pushing them along.
Well, today starts the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. It's an annual convention of religious broadcasters from all around the country. Frankly, even people from around the world come, and that's where we are today and will be part of this week. Tomorrow is the actual debut of the Why Israel Matters series. It starts tomorrow, and the times are 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time, and then everything in between. You look at the different time zones. So 10:30 p.m. Eastern and 7:30 p.m. Pacific. So that's the first series that begins. It also will air on Wednesday and will air on Friday. So this will air three times a week, and it'll be on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. For more information on where you can watch this, it'll literally be everywhere across the country, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and click on the Why Israel Matters icon, and that will take you to the information there about this amazing series. You can also get a free booklet, Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family. You can get that by clicking on that icon. Holly, the first story in each one of these stories, which is an original series, it's unique from anything that has gone on before.
Right.
The first story, and in fact, each episode, is three segments of stories told through the lives of different people. The first one is Homecoming, and it's about Aliyah, people coming from around the world with this draw that they may not be able to explain, how they are drawn back to move and make Aliyah, which is going up, to become a citizen of Israel and to live in Israel. And it looks at three different groups of people. Some from Asia, some from other parts of the world. It's an amazing story of how all these people around the world are having this draw to come back to Israel.
I know it was a really interesting episode. We got to see it, so we can kind of tease it a little way. And also, we do have a trailer on our website. We'll give you an idea. But yeah, the stories are just incredible. Also, Hannah, who is in the Jewish Holocaust and was a dear friend of Anne Frank, grew up together, and she survived the Holocaust and the concentration camps. So her story is on there, too. It's just precious.
It's amazing. There's the first one is called Homecoming. The second one is called Neighbors, and it's the story of how Israel, unlike many of its neighbors, has become a beacon of democracy and hope to those around it, situated in the middle of or surrounded by countries that literally want to wipe it off the map where there is no freedom. And here is Israel, this tiny place that has the freedom where people of all the religions can have religious freedom. There's uncommon heroes. It's from Moses to Gideon to King David and Queen Esther. And the unusual tales of heroism that are the trademark of the Jewish people. This has an amazing array. And again, this is a series that is original.
Right.
It is unlike anything else. It's been in the production since 2015. And we have had camera crews go there. I've gone there. This is an original series presented by Liberty Council and Christians in Defense of Israel.
Yeah, Matt Noah, you were over there. You saw God do some interesting things, some timing of some things. Share a little bit of that with us.
Well, there's so many things. For example, there's a time when I was actually walking in the Kidron Valley, and we were filming an episode there. And almost as if it was on cue, here comes these two shepherd boys, and they are leading a group of sheep.
I love that.
With one of the sheep has a bell on it, and so as the sheep walked, this is in the Valley of Kidron. So on the one side is the Mount of Olives, on the other side is the old city wall, and down here is the Valley of Kidron. And here are these sheep, with one sheep have the bell that's tinkling as it's going through, and the two little shepherd boys. It was just like something out of 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
And it was almost as though some camera crew cued this on time, and I'm walking through these sheep with the little shepherd boys guiding these sheep.
Wow. So we can think about that when we watch that to see this was not staged.
It's not staged.
It just happened.
Well, what's amazing about the whole series to me, though, is how it ties the historical with the contemporary. It shows there's a non-breaking history of Israel that leads to today and to modernity. And it displays in episode 2, as you mentioned, how Israel, even today, and how it's always been a beacon of light, a beacon of hope in a region that is surrounded by hostile Arab nations and Islamists. And it displays how the freest Arabs in the entire Middle East live where? They live in Israel, under democracy.
There's one episode where it actually goes to what some people would call the West Bank. It's actually Judea Samaria. It's in Ariel. And Ariel has a college there of about 15, 20,000 students. And Jews and Arabs and Christians are able to go to that college. This would be a section of the land that you would actually give back if you go back to the pre-1967 borders. Well, there is a down factory there that actually makes pillows and things like that made out of feathers from birds. There are Arab people that work in this. It's owned and run by Jews, and they love the place. And it's a wonderful place for them to work. We take our camera crew in there, and we get a chance to see what's going on inside of this amazing place where some people would use the term West Bank. It's actually the biblical Judea Samaria. It's in the area where Amos, the prophet Amos, wrote the book of Amos. It's where he lived. Wow. It's where he prophesied in the book of Amos that God's people would ultimately one day return to the land and plant vineyards and eat of the fruit of their own vineyards. And that actually is happening today. So there's places there that the camera crew, I'm actually jealous because they got a chance to do more filming than I was able to be there. They went there several times for days at a time. And they actually visit a place I've never visited. It's in the north. It's the first earliest finding of the Christian tombs in the Tiberias Galilee area where Jesus performed most of his ministry. I've never personally been there. So when I see this, I will want to go, and you'll want to go as well. No matter how much you have visited Israel or how much you know about Israel, I guarantee you, you will be inspired, educated, and you will learn something new. This is the original series, Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, Forever. It's an original series presented by Liberty Council and Christians in Defense of Israel. It will debut in America tomorrow, and that begins 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time, and everything in between. That's the first airing tomorrow, so you want to watch it on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. It's called Why Israel Matters. Go to lc.org for more information. You can also there order a free book called Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family. You can get that by going to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.